companies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes, guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to bump, bump, bump in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid.
Why aren't you afraid, Willie?
This rover.
I'm a fair guy, but this heat is making me absolutely crazy.
Well, Lauren, it's affecting your voice, too. You sound like Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Yeah, it changes her voice when the heat kicks in.
I'll be rich as
oh, boy. A lot of concern
gold dust
on the part of all the fans of Funny Talking Man. Still not been heard from.
Oh, still missing?
Still missing.
Oh, no.
His relatives are concerned. And mad at you. I've tried to, you know, calm them down. Tried to tell him you didn't mean it. You didn't mean that.
No, I didn't mean anything.
Yeah. Funny Talking Man, he is missing. And, well, let's just...
Where could he be?
Also with his family.
Let's hope for the best.
Yeah, I'll say. I don't know. Enough about that. A lot of people don't even know. Didn't get a chance to really get introduced to Funny Talking Man after you shut down his career so abruptly.
Yeah, it's like we hardly knew him.
Yeah.
I'd like to get to know you.
Yes,
What does that have to do? Hardly even knew him. I'd like to get to know you. I didn't know you. Who did that song? I'd like to get to know
Tina's
you.
Tina's got a song for everything.
Was that the Fifth Dimension?
No, that's Spanky. Yeah.
Oh, Spanky and Argent. Yeah, that's right. Spanky. That's right. I used to confuse a lot of their stuff with that Fifth Dimension.
We heard from one of the salespeople the other day. He went and saw Pokey LaBarge.
Who the heck is that?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he's big in bluegrass. He's a bluegrass player.
I don't know who that is because I can't stand bluegrass.
Maybe
really?
I'll play some Pokey songs today.
Oh, some bluegrass is really good.
It sounds all the same to me.
Yeah, thank you. If you find, Dan, that part of...
Ding, 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 ding,
exactly.
Ding, ding, ding. Grinning in a picture.
And then here comes the singing part.
I think there's like...
I don't even
think
that's
it.
That's every bluegrass song ever made.
You came out over to my
ass,
that's about all I can take.
And then the violin. Yeah. That's bluegrass for you. And then maybe throw in the milk jug. The guy on the ceramic jug. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Tomorrow, I don't think we have a choice. We have to do the joke that we say.
The diner.
Yeah,
right?
For the day we think is going to be about the hottest day of the year.
That's got to be it.
Well, and I got to thinking about it. And I want to tell it, because I love to tell it, and I thought, I'll just tell it today, but today is too early, because tomorrow, and by the way, they've actually changed the forecast now, saying it could be 108 tomorrow. Like, what's the difference?
But they're saying it's not going to be humid.
Sure, St. Louis. 104, 108, what's the difference at that point? But...
And like 4 days in a row of that.
Well, and I got to thinking, we need more than one hot weather joke, and I thought, man, I sure thought there was another... hot weather joke, but I can't think of it.
I'll have to do some research,
I thought there were
maybe.
Two.
Yeah.
If you come up with the other one, let me know. But we will do that tomorrow. We will do our joke we reserve. We tell it once a year when we think it's about as hot as it could possibly get in St. Louis. So we'll do that tomorrow. Do we have any Burke segment today?
Well, a weird thing happened to me yesterday.
All right.
On the way in.
Well, for those who don't know, this is Tina Dalpiez. She hosts The Wood Report on Tuesday and looks good every day.
Yes, I thought my phone was a goner.
Because remember, I told you sometimes I ride
you
through
thought,
that.
Well, oh, you thought your friend had a bone.
My phone was a goner.
Oh.
Because sometimes I ride through that cornfield, remember, and you...
You ride on your bicycle.
Right. And sometimes my imagination gets the better of me because it's kind of deserted. And yeah. So I decided after I went through the first time that I was going to keep my phone on me.
Yeah.
That way, you know...
On your person, how?
Yeah, so I stuck it down my cleavage thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I got in my car...
Your phone didn't happen to snap an accidental picture down there, did it?
I had no.
You don't want to pee on.
What?
Yeah, I butt dialed. I boob dialed.
Man. Yeah. Boob dialed.
I boob dialed somebody.
Yeah.
No, but I had no picture. I had no... My thing. My phone did not work. I had no picture on my phone.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I just got this real fuzzy, like when your TV goes out and you get that all fuzzy kind of look.
Yeah.
And then I sort of got a picture.
Wait a minute. Maybe it did take a picture. Yeah. So it looked fuzzy.
Maybe it slipped way down.
Yeah. Are you sure it didn't get down lower?
I just can't believe there's that much moisture or something. Because
it's probably just the heat.
You cannot let a cell phone get too hot.
I didn't know that. Oh my goodness!
Don't let it sit in the sun or be out in.
Well,
the
I usually put it
long.
In the pouch under my seat.
Because usually, there's a function in the phone; it'll shut itself down because it's so
but
hot.
But you know what?
Overheated.
In this kind of heat, even in the shade, you don't want that phone out in that heat that long.
Yeah, your girls are probably.
But if I leave it
boiling
in,
it.
If I leave it in the car, it's going to be even worse.
Oh, don't leave the phone in the car.
No.
I never leave the phone
so
in the
I'll
car.
So I'll just put it in the pouch in the back of my bike.
Yeah.
And leave it there.
There are a couple of places you could tuck it, I guess, and hide it. But, don't leave it in the car in this
so
heat.
So it might not have just been moisture.
No,
just
it could have been worse. And if it really fries, you're done.
I know, because you can't use it without the picture. There's no way you can dial
that
or anything.
That is correct, yeah.
And there's no way you can call it.
One time, my iPhone was outside, and I know better, I set it somewhere there was shade, but then the sun moved over and hit it,
and I
picked it up, and I went to use it, and it said, like in a blinking red letters, overheated, overheated, overheated.
Really?
Yeah, the warning. And then I thought, uh-oh. And so I took it in, cooled it down, and it worked. But it'll tell you, hey, I'm about to give it up on you.
Well, it's like a mini computer, it doesn't have a fan like most computers do to cool it. So,
and your computer doesn't give you an overheating warning, but the phone will, at least the iPhone does. So, do not let your phone get real hot.
A learning show.
You learned a lot today, Tina.
I did.
We're hardly started.
Yeah, because for almost the rest of the night, even when I did get the picture back, it was kind of like, like a little shaky, wobbly.
How was it?
That's what it sounds
but
like.
Now it seems to be okay. I was thinking I was going to have to go get another phone, so I drove straight to Verizon, and they were closed by 4 minutes. So, luckily, I guess they were closed because I probably would have bought another phone thinking that this one was shot.
Or they may have told if they may have told you that it overheated.
No, they'd sell it.
I know. Yeah, they'd sell it.
Well, it's shot.
Or tell me it was all my fault.
Yeah,
I broke it, and there's nothing they can do. It's not under warranty.
That's probably what they would do.
Okay, well, I learned a lesson that I won't do that again.
And I would like for you at 6 o'clock to meet me in the thanking room. That's the room room where you thank me for teaching you
I
things.
Thought it was for people who want to spank that have a lisp.
No, we don't make fun of people with lisps. Only Peon does.
Oh, my goodness.
And Funny Talking Man now is missing. So the thanking room is the room I take you into where you can thank me.
Oh, there was some guy that called in, Jim. He couldn't stay on the line, but he did say if Funny Talking Man comes back, he'll come here and drive him away. He'll put him in the car and drive him back up there where he was.
Well, Funny
Talking Man was hated. Huh. I didn't realize how hated he was.
It's probably just one guy.
Maybe we're better off without him. Maybe everybody hates
Jim.
Him.
An exception to the rule, maybe.
I have a traffic bulletin.
Uh-oh.
Holy cow, already?
I know.
You know, a while ago, I look over, he's there. I turn away, then I look back, and he's gone, and this is why. We take you downstairs to we call it the weather bunker. It is the nerve center, the heart of the KTRS Weather Center. And Dan Strauss is there live now. Dan, what
traffic.
Is going on?
Oh,
I'm sorry, the traffic center. Well, because we have both. What is going on down there?
All right. Julie just handed me this.
Julie is, I believe, the executive vice president of the traffic.
Yes, she is. Yeah. She is. Northbound 55 between Peavely and Herculaneum, there's an accident. One lane is getting through there. That's on northbound 55 between Peavely and Herculaneum.
Okay. Well, that was brief. Back. Brief and to the point. Come on. Come back on up here. I bet it, well, it's nice and cool down in there.
Oh, it's really nice.
Because that is an underground protected area.
Yeah, at my house, I have a fan, and I put it in the basement aimed up.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, nice. So it blow that cold air
out. Yeah, because it's so cold down there.
Hot air rises. Did you know that? And the cold air sinks.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah. Because that's why the cold air downstairs is what she's blowing up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Science.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Wizard.
Let's go see Mr. Wizard.
Wow.
Thank you. Who's the science guy?
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I got one quick thing.
All right. This would be Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. I've mentioned this comedian before, Louis C.K.
You mentioned him a lot lately.
His show starts tomorrow, but he's also going on tour starting in October. So
his show, you mean, is a sitcom?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's not like a typical sitcom, you know, with the laugh track audience and everything. It's almost like, you know, like a Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of show.
Oh,
but
okay.
It follows his life, and it's very similar. He's a comedian on the show as well, and he's got two daughters. So it's kind of like his life, but some things are different. But he's going out on a stand-up comedy tour, so Angela and I both enjoy him a lot. So we're going to go see him in October, but he's coming here. Yeah, he's going to be at the Fox Theater, but he's doing a thing which I think is great. He is selling the tickets himself on his website, so he's not going through Ticketmaster, because you know how Ticketmaster adds on
$10 for a ticket.
Yes. So he is
ridiculous
doing this so he can keep the prices lower for his crowd, and I think that's a great thing. He's trying to do all these different things, and they're apparently working great. Like his last stand-up special, he didn't sell it through HBO or whatever. He did it online on his website too, and he sold it for $5 a piece. And he goes, you can download it up to 3 times. So he's like an entrepreneur in a way, where he's doing all this independent stuff, and it worked. I think he was on Jay Leno last night, and he mentioned and Jimmy Kimmel, and he mentioned just within the day or two he started selling tickets for his tour. He sold $4 million worth of tickets, and yes,
he must have a bunch of people working for him to be able to send all that.
Yeah, he can't do that by himself.
Oh yeah, he said it's funny too, because There's not going to be any hard tickets. You print them out online, and they're going to be in your name. So all the ticket brokers can't buy a bunch of tickets and scalp them and sell them higher, because he's hired. He said it's almost like cops he's hired to research this and go out there and scour the internet for people trying to sell his tickets for more. And if they find out, they just shut that ticket off. Like when you show up that day and they go to scan your ticket, mm-hmm. it'll just say, no, this ticket's worthless.
Is it a reserved seat, too?
Yeah, reserved seats.
Wow, he's pretty smart.
Yes, yeah, he is. I mean, it's...
What's the deal with that name, Louis C.K.? Is that his initial and last initial?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure.
This is the difference between you and me. You're a big fan. The first thing I'd want to know is, what's Louis C.K.? What does that stand for?
Here we go. Louis, I don't even know how to pronounce this. His last name is S-Z-E-K-E-L-Y. Zekeli? Yeah, so I'm assuming that was hard to pronounce, so he just goes by CK.
Yeah, I can see why he would change it.
Louis Zekeli. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, but one. I mean,
I don't know much about him. I've seen him a couple times, and I thought he was pretty funny. What I like about him is kind of what I like about Louis Black. He looks angry.
Yes.
He doesn't look funny. He looks like he just got mad at his mechanic or something.
He's irritated by a lot of society nowadays and everything, and he does a great bit about people just are not happy in their lives. Like, people complain about going on a flight, and they go, I had to sit on the runway for 40 minutes, and they didn't take off. And then he goes, But then after that, didn't you experience the wonder of flight?
Yeah.
He goes, you're sitting in a chair in the sky, and you're really going to complain about sitting on a runway for a half hour?
He's pretty funny. He looks like he's miserable,
yes.
But he's talking about the things that irritate him that other people complain about.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and Louis Black is very good at that, too, at just coming out, and at the very, even the beginning of the show, looking like he's already so miserable.
Fed up with everything.
Yeah, and he hasn't even talked about anything yet, and he's miserable.
Yes.
No, so he looks interesting.
If anybody has not caught his show, tomorrow night on FX, it's that big, they're calling it a big comedy block. It's that anger management tomorrow.
Is that Thursday?
With Charlie Sheen, yeah, tomorrow night. And then
tomorrow would be Thursday.
Yes, tomorrow's, yeah.
Dark-haired blonde.
And then there's that show, it's called Wilfred, and we've talked about this before. It's a guy in a dog suit where the other guy, what's the kid from Lord of the Rings, Elijah Wood?
You're asking the wrong guy.
He's in the show, and he's the only one that can see this dog in human form. Everybody else just sees it as a dog. So
it's a pretty, I'm out.
Yes, I don't know pass. If it's a little quirky, but
that's a show I never did get. Remember Alf?
Yes.
Yeah, I used to like that.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
I tried to watch it
hey,
once.
Hey, Willie!
Was that the Tanners?
Hang on, Dan
yeah,
wants
was.
To do Dan
no,
wants
the
to
Tanners
do.
Were Full House.
But wasn't it the Tanners on that show?
Oh, it could have been.
Yeah, it was.
All right, Dan, go ahead. Give us Alf again.
Hey, Willie!
That sounds like...
kind of like, sounds like Bullwinkle, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sounds like, no, it sounds exactly like Bullwinkle.
He always wanted to eat the cat.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
I don't know. I never watched it. I don't watch like 90% of what's on TV. I just, I don't know. I like good stuff that I like what I like, and the rest I just ignore. Any more Burke segment?
That's it for me.
No.
All right, I want to call the lunch lady again today in the Playhouse because she was funny yesterday.
Yes.
She's always funny, and we kind of got off the path, and we didn't talk call her for a long time, and now we're going to get back on that again. So, Dan, make a note of that. I want to take a couple of quick calls, then we'll get John Londoff on here, but I want to talk to these people who have been holding, and we didn't even give the numbers. Tony, welcome. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you perfectly.
Great. I was going to comment on your what you were talking about, those junior heroes that were on the Today Show yesterday that you caught.
Yeah.
There was another story that was I read on the internet yesterday about an 11-year-old girl that was home alone.
Right.
And I'm sorry?
That's one of the ones we talked about yesterday.
The 11-year-old girl that was a professional trap shooter?
Oh, no. That one I don't know.
Yeah, there was. It was similar to what you were talking about, but this girl was home alone. She was 11 or 12. Two grown men came into her house. She ran upstairs, got a shotgun, and it was had buckshot in. It was set up, I guess, for home defense. And whenever one of the guys came upstairs, she shot him in the abdomen, and he died immediately.
Beautiful.
And
wow.
She shot the other guy in, the shoulder, and he got out of the house and, either was running away or got in a getaway car. But he died, within the block.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Her.
They're dead. Beautiful.
And, yeah, she was like a junior champion trap shooter, so they picked the wrong house for that little girl.
This is a beautiful story, and once we can get these stories out and the criminals start to hear enough of it, they'll go, you know what? Maybe we need to rethink breaking into these houses because it seems like an awful lot of people know how to defend themselves.
Yeah,
now, I'm glad you mentioned it. I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, it's a shame that they won't, like you were saying yesterday, it's a shame they won't put that on mainstream media.
Yeah, which, of course, is why I didn't know the story, because to the news people, it's not a story.
What's trap shooting? Is that like skeet shooting?
Yeah, it's like skeet shooting. There's a little bit of difference in the way they throw the clay birds, but the point is...
Is that the one they roll along the ground?
No, that's sporting clays.
Clays,
you roll like shooting a rabbit.
So she had good aim.
All right, it was my pleasure.
All right, thank you so much, Tony. Well, she had good aim, but it's not aiming the way you're aiming like a small target, like a handgun or a rifle. You're having to anticipate and lead because the target's moving. So you have to know how to lead or follow the target. But the point is, she knew how to handle the gun, and those guys are dead. And now all their other buddies who are criminals are sitting around going, oh, man, we didn't expect this to happen. Larry has been holding for a while, so before we talk to John, let's talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon. afternoon, Frank. How are you? Sorry about that.
Uh-oh.
No, obviously, Larry is a person who is upset.
A fan of Funny Talking Man,
and it's had an impact on him. Larry, what can we do for
you? Well, he's my brother. But anyway. Oh, I get it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, so my wife is a teacher.
Yeah.
And in order to prevent her students from stealing her cell phone, she decided to tuck it away in her cleavage.
Okay.
Don't do that. Because when she took it out to use it, it was half full of sweat.
What's
wrong with boob sweat?
Well, it can moisture's not good. Moisture's not good for a phone. But
anyway,
the good news here, Larry, is you've got a wife. You've got a wife who has hot cleavage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, thank you very much, and it's been my pleasure
talking
to you.
Well, Larry, thank you, and have a great hot time the next
week. I will, because I am AM and a PM.
There you go. Thank you, Larry. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to bring on a guy who is not going to say, that's right, Frank, it's hot, but our prices are even hotter. We're having our sizzling summer clearance sale. He's not going to do that, because I've asked him not to, because that's what everybody seems to want to do who don't have any other ideas. John Londoff, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Good. You sound more subdued than usual. Like maybe, hopefully, you're busy.
I just woke up from my nap, Frank.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I mean, it is a little warm out there, and I've been working really hard and talking to a lot of customers, handing out water, free cold ice water here at Lawn Dog Chevrolet.
Wow. Free water.
Yeah. Hey, I don't picture John as a napper. Is that true?
I'll tell you why I do and why he deserves to have a nap. This guy gets up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and goes running.
Before
when he's running,
work.
I'm sleeping.
Yes.
So I think if I got up 5 and ran like 6 miles or whatever, yeah, I'd take a nap in the afternoon for an hour or two. But I'm lazy and I don't do that. So
I didn't take a nap, and you're right. I'm not a napper. What's a napper? Is that a word?
Somebody that naps.
Yeah. Napper would be somebody who naps. Yeah.
I can't nap.
I have a hard time napping.
Even if I wake up after like 4 or 5 hours, and then like a couple hours later, I can sleep
12 hours a day total. 9 at night, and then about 3 hours during the day, because I'm just a lazy, lifeless glob of blubber.
Wow.
Yeah, I am. I'm just physically lazy, a lazy blob. My mind is moving, and my mind is active, but physically, I'm such a loser. I really am.
Oh, my God.
No, I'd prefer to be that.
I don't think you're a loser at all, Frank.
Yeah, physically, I am, and I would rather be the guy who gets up at 5 and get the day started and get up and have some orange juice and go running and then come home and take a shower and still be at work by 8:30. Yeah.
What if I come by the house tomorrow at 5:30, 6 o'clock?
How about no?
Wake you up and we'll go for a run.
How about you send Mimi over to wake me up?
You had to know that was coming.
Need some incentive.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Well, it's not meant to be.
Over with Mimi, I'll send you two for a run. And don't you have a gym at the house? Maybe Tyann and I will, your wife, maybe we'll work out.
Oh, yeah, sure. We have a gym at our house. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I would have that.
Jim the gardener.
Yeah.
I don't even have a gardener.
Yeah. In fact, the guy that cuts the grass, his name is Jim. But that's about as far as we go. That is funny. Yeah, I could see ringing the doorbell. I would probably be on the doorbell or knocking on the door for half an hour.
Well, at least, I'm not coming out at 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I like to sleep, and I don't like the fact that I like to sleep. I prefer to... But you know what? You can't change people. There are people who just... I think my dad has always gotten up at about 6. He's just, boom, up, you know. And he's not real active now, but he still gets up. He wakes up. And I just cannot... It doesn't matter if I get up at 7 or 8 or 9. It's all I can do.
I'm the same way.
Groggy, and I'm in a bad mood for 2 hours. Those people that wake up and greet the day, you know. I'd like to be one of those, but I'm not. So how's everything at the dealership?
Well, you know, I wake up and I love it. I mean, I bounce up and I'm not jumping up going, hey, Mimi and everybody, how are you? I mean, I'm in a good mood. You know, everything's great here, I think, because I wake up early and work out and I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. That sure sounds good to me.
Sounds nice.
That makes me want to start tomorrow.
We're happy for you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
You're welcome.
To be one of the sweetest things you've ever said to me.
Aww.
But, no, it's really busy here. Thank you very, very much. A lot of your great, great, great listeners. A lot of AM and the PMers.
They're all over
tonight.
The place.
And I had lunch today with your buddy McGraw, Bill Haven, and Mark Moser. Your ears were ringing, but we were talking about just what a great guy you are. And just everyone that on the program, all the AM and the PM, characters.
Really, did you sit with those guys and talk about how great we are? Really?
We did.
That's
just
sad.
What an unbelievable program it is. Just the talent that's in there. It's and I've been lucky enough to be in there a few times and watch it roll. And it's really cool.
I can see why he's good at selling cars.
Yeah, boy.
He's actually trying to sell us one right now.
You know, I'm being sincere, like I am almost all the time. And then
we don't do well with sincere compliments.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
No,
we don't handle that.
We're
well.
Always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
So I'd just be best if I said, hey, you guys all suck?
Yes.
Pretty much.
That's what we're used to.
We can live with that.
Yeah. That's what we tell each other all the time.
I can't even say that because you're not. You're really a lot of fun. But, we were talking about your jokes and your ability to recall like hundreds of jokes, which is amazing.
We have one of our favorite ones tomorrow. You have to listen tomorrow because our hot weather joke is tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
We have a Christmas
joke.
Write
it down. Give us the joke tomorrow.
We have a Halloween joke, we have a Christmas joke, we have a hot weather joke, and we have two cold weather jokes for the days we think are the coldest days. And we only tell them once a year when we think it's about as hot as it's going to be. And that's going to be tomorrow. And, man, I'll bet you that whoever it is in your lot that has to go out and open the door of a car that's been sitting in the heat, you can burn. You issue mittens, like oven mittens or something, for the people that have to go out there and move those cars.
I had to tell you this, but you know what? You know, you've been around here enough. We're pretty cool here at Jenny Lund.
He finally resorted.
You grab the handles, open up the cars. If our Chevy's being the pre-owned and new, they're cool. They're already cooled down. And you know, you've got remote starts. You can, you hit the lock button once, it beeps. You hit the car starter on the automatic car. And then it runs for, 3 to 4 minutes? And
keep the air on.
Yeah, keeps the air on.
Before you turn it off,
there,
yeah.
You can almost see your breath. It's so cold.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. I want to see that air conditioner. Huh?
What?
What'd you say?
Huh?
You can almost see your breath.
Well, that's pretty cold.
Cold.
That's some good air conditioners.
Yeah, we're pretty cool here at Lawndock Chevrolet. So come and see us tonight. We're here late tonight because what happens in this hot weather, even though we've sold a ton of folks from that listen to the program.
You're selling people now there?
Wow.
See, I wouldn't have done that. See, I would not have done.
No.
He's
trying.
You're making fun of John and the fact that he's crazy.
Lord forbid that anyone does that on the program.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
We've sold a lot of folks here, so he's implying that you're in like the slave trade business or something, selling people.
So, I'm in a board meeting for one of my favorite charities. There's so many great ones. St. Louis ARC Association for Retarded Children, Kathy Meath, who heads up St. Louis ARC.
All right, let me stop you. Let me stop for a second because I am going to get an email, and you are too. You said Association for Retarded Children.
That's what ARC stands for, ARC.
Okay.
But it's
every time that word is used on this show, I get an email, and quite frankly, it's starting to bug me because it's from people who, for whatever reason, don't understand that there's nothing negative meant about it. And like you said, it's kind of like the
it's the definition of
it's kind of like the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Okay, that's
right.
Still the name of it. And when you say retarded, there are people that no matter what context you put it in, they want to go crazy. But I'm glad you explained that's what it stands for.
Right. And I guess we could say Association for Down Syndrome children, but my sister Jackie is a Downs adult who's quite honestly at 51 she's a lot sharper than a lot of people out there in the real world. I mean, she's unbelievably funny and witty and adorable. And if I don't talk to her almost every day, I mean, she'll say, "What's wrong? Why haven't you called me?" Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I love her to death. Just love her, love her, love her. But no, back to the board meeting at ARC, St. Louis ARC, they start making fun of me in the board meeting.
How?
They're like, well, they hear it on Frank Opinion, so they just thought they'd bring it to a board meeting.
See what, hey, see like what? What doing? Yeah, what did they say?
Something
like,
about
what?
Your nose? Well, no, that's what, no. I just thought maybe they heard that.
What was it?
So funny. You know, about the building and lot, and
are you sitting down?
You kidding me? You kidding
oh, those me? Are just your catchphrases.
Yeah.
You should have called Mary Beth Tedeschek.
What?
24/7 Mary Beth Tedeschek and her crew.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Now here, John, here's the thing.
Are you kidding me?
Any emails
about making fun of someone that has possibly a bit of a speech impediment?
Any attention is good attention, and it could result very possibly in the sale of a vehicle, even if it's out of sympathy. If somebody thought, you know what, that poor guy, he has trouble pronouncing a couple of words, I think I'm just going to buy a car from that guy.
Maybe somebody else that has a problem with certain words.
Somebody comes in and says, you know, John, I thought I was the only one that had trouble with the word Elizabeth, and then I heard you. I want to buy a Silverado pickup truck.
Yeah, they feel upset. Can connection.
Work. Yeah, this can work for you.
Hey, somebody call my therapist, please. That's all.
If everybody listening right now who has just a slightly bigger than average nose would relate to you somehow and come in and buy a car, wow, what a month this would be.
If we had a group picture of about 10 or 15 of us, you kidding? Huh? We'd have to be all across a straight line because if you put one in front of the other, but the nose might block somebody out completely.
Yes.
Put one nose in front of the other.
I can make fun of my own nose.
Look at if
I
you
don't,
get
it doesn't bother me.
You find a bond with people. If you got every duck hunter, every turkey hunter, everybody with even a slightly big nose, everybody that had trouble pronouncing the word aluminum or Elizabeth or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Look at the customers. Wow. I mean, use it. Use it to your advantage. Everybody with a duck call.
Yeah, there you go.
I haven't heard that for a while. What's the phone number there? What's the phone number?
The phone number here for anyone with a big nose is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Even if you have a small nose, you know, check us out online. It's Londoff.com. LONDOFF. Interstate 270 at the Washington and Elizabeth exit. Yeah, how was that?
That was perfect. That was perfect.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
It goes to show if you tackle something, you can succeed and you can prevail, and you did that. And I believe you are open tonight until about 9 o'clock or later if somebody needs to have you there later.
You know what, because it's going to cool off to about at least 88 or 87 this evening, so come on in.
All right.
And show us your nose.
As always, they are on the way. We'll send them.
Thank you.
Okay, John.
I'd say it was great talking to all of you, but I'll have to think about this.
Get back to us. Call us back. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, he took in, though, what I said. He's going to think about that because it's true, see. Every hunter, every large nose, and his nose is not that big. It's just that it's just slightly big enough that other people with big noses could kind of relate, and it's a bond. You know, I'm not any balder than a lot of other bald people. I'm just bald. That's all. And other bald people can relate to me, especially bald people who went bald really early. I was bald at 23. Started at 19. So anybody out there who's freaking out because you go, oh my goodness, I'm 25 and I'm going bald, talk to me. I've been there. It didn't ruin my life. You'll be fine. We have to take a break. Then we're coming back. We'll take some more calls, 314-969-5877 or toll-free, 888-550-5877. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hi, Tina. Well, we've got a lot of things going on again. We've got an accident on eastbound 44 just before Elm. Westbound 270 after 367, a ladder reported in the roadway. Northbound 55 at Park, only the left and right lanes are blocked because of an accident. Use only the center lanes. You've got a backup now to Grabway. on, let's see, it looks like on eastbound on the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound, east of the bridge itself on the Route 3 ramp, you've got an accident with debris spread all over the roadway. And on eastbound 70 at Kings Highway, there is debris in the roadway there. This traffic report is brought to you by the Indianapolis Convention and Visitors Association. Soar high in the sky at Connor Prairie Interactive History Park. Their helium balloon voyage is just one of many unforgettable family experiences you'll enjoy. Plan your Indianapolis getaway at visitindy.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go, go, batter up!
The Redbirds are back.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals?
Yeah!
Text Cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it. And people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ARCAMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle. But act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Please stay tuned to this important announcement for those in danger of losing their home. American Foreclosure Services has a program for those who have fallen behind on their mortgage and are facing foreclosure. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. You may be in danger of being evicted. If you can no longer afford your mortgage, you may be eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program to save your home. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. The American Foreclosure Services program is available to those who are struggling with mortgage payments and want to save their home. Call now and ask for the American Foreclosure Services program to see if you qualify. Again, if you're behind on your mortgage payments, call to see if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program. 1-800-500-1929. That's 1-800-500-1929.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Hey there, I'm a squirrel. So I tell you this in the spirit of self-preservation. Replace your shocks when they're worn and you can stop sooner. Who knows? You might even save a cute little fuzzy gray squirrel like me. So please, replace your shocks at 50,000 miles.
Actual mileage may vary depending on driver ability, vehicle type, and the type of driving and road conditions. Monroe, shocks and struts. And June 1st through June 30th, 2012, purchase qualifying truck shocks or struts and get up to $30 back by mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. Promotion details available at monroe.com.
Songs that when it's playing on the jacked up car next to you, you can hear it for three blocks. It shakes your windows. Jim has been holding, but the hold is over. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I had kind of a comment or question.
We'll take it.
Well, like with the weather, you know, when it's warm out, you know, your hands and feet and, you know, your extremities always stay pretty warm. But I was just kind of wondering, kind of like regarding what you were talking about yesterday, when the weather gets cold, does Tina become a thumbsucker at all?
I don't know what that means.
What?
You have to think back to yesterday.
What was yesterday?
Think back to yesterday about thumbs.
Thumbsucking. We'll let that go, I guess.
I guess we will.
The length of your thumb.
I still don't get it.
The length of your thumb is half.
What does that have to do with weather?
Dan will have to tell you, Frank, about yesterday. So.
No, he won't have to tell me. I know about. I'm the one that mentioned it.
Okay. All right. It was just a stupid requested comedy. So,
Jim, I admire a guy who recognizes his own bad failure. His own failure at comedy. That's a great character trait.
I thought it was pretty damn funny myself.
Well, I'm sure you did. All right. Well, he hung up on himself, I guess.
It must be the heat.
I think it is the heat. Well, there's a guy in the station. His name is John Beaver. And go ahead, go in your head, make all the Beaver. There's no Beaver joke coming here. But, Peon, are you the one that gave him his nickname?
No,
I did.
It was Dan.
In the Austin Powers, the character Mini-Me, that little Vern Troyer, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Is Mini-Me. This guy at the station, John, is a small version, sort of me. He's bald. He's stocky. He's not fat like me. He's just a little stocky. And so Dan has decided to call him Mini-P, like Mini-Pinion.
Yes.
I think it's the funniest thing. I don't know if he thinks it's funny or not. It's probably an insult.
Yeah, I think
no,
he
loves
like it.
And,
yeah.
And
Mini-P.
You guys were standing together one day.
That is funny.
Oh, my goodness.
And I hate to say it's funny because it was Dan's idea.
Yes.
It kills me that Dan did something funny. But the first time I heard it, I thought, that is hysterical. Now I call him Mini-P. I meet him in the hall. I go, hey, Mini-P. And we look at each other, and we pass each other and realize that, hey, he kind of looks like me. And the other one's thinking, he kind of looks like me. A little taller, a little fatter. And in my case, I look at him, go a little shorter and not quite as fat or not as fat at all. But he's a nice guy. I like Mini-P. So Mini-P, congratulations on your... on your new handle. We are going to take care of a little business. We come back, and after the top of the hour, we'll have Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. So you may want to go ahead and take these phone numbers down to get your calls in about your pet. 314-969-5877 or toll-free 888-550-5877. Nora Ephron has passed away at 71. You talk about a brilliant writer, director. Boy, do I love the stuff she did. And what's interesting about that is it was, I think she was predominantly thought of as a writer, director for women and mm-hmm. chick stuff. But man, her stuff was so good. And her ability to capture the lingo of men and women and the relationships and the music. If she had anything to do with the music she put in her movie, she's even more of a genius. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about her later. I have some great auto loan rate news. from First Community Credit Union. This came to me 2 days ago, so it's fresh off the press, as they say. Auto loan rates have gone down again at First Community Credit Union. 36-month auto loan as low as 1.69%. I've never seen it that low. A 60-month term is 1.99%. You know, there are some good things happening with regard to the economy. Just the gas prices, again, this morning on the news, dropping. We're going to see $2.90 gas. And how long has that been? I mean, and then you get this ridiculously low loans on rates and you know, loans on money that you can borrow. So if you're not a First Community Credit Union customer, if you don't bank there, accept our invitation to join us. It's where we all do our banking because of things like this. Great loans on money. You borrow money, you save, all the services you want from a bank, but incredible personal service because the members, that's us, we own the joint. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oakland in traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, they're still working with this accident. Northbound 55 at Park, only the center lanes are open. You've got the right and the left lanes blocked. Right now, two right lanes blocked with debris in the roadway on eastbound 70 near just after Union, between Union and Goodfellow. We also have slow traffic on southbound 270 from Ladue down through Big Bend. Also a disabled vehicle on eastbound 44 before Elm. And it looks like we've got the accident again on eastbound 557064 east of the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Carfax. Buying a used car is a smart move. Just learn more about what you're getting into with a Carfax vehicle history report. It can help you buy the right car at the right price. Just say, show me the Carfax, ask your dealer, or go to Carfax.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
72% of people take Social Security at the wrong time. Did you know there's 81 different options for a married couple to select when it's time to start drawing Social Security? The difference between making a good decision versus a bad decision could mean the difference of $100,000 or more of lifetime income. Selecting the right option when it comes to Social Security is crucial to your overall retirement strategy. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, the president and owner of County Accounting and Tax and Legacy Wealth Advisors, this Thursday, June 28th at 12 or 6 p.m. to learn more about savvy Social Security planning for baby boomers. To reserve your seat, give me a call at 314-831-6000. It's time to start educating yourself about Social Security so you can learn the 81 different options. Give me a call at 314-831-6000.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Congressional leaders say negotiators are close to preventing road construction projects nationwide from stopping after Sunday. The story from Washington and ABC's